It took hours to set the scene on this gray Friday morning. Despite the rain, volunteers spread clotheslines on the sands of Rio de Janeiro's iconic Copacabana beach and hung white handkerchiefs one by one, 600 in all, representing the 600,000 Brazilians killed by COVID-19.
Brazil has the world's second largest COVID-19 death toll. Who is responsible for this tragedy? The answer is President Bolsonaro. He showed no empathy towards the victims, scoffed at the masks, delayed the vaccines, and disrespected social distancing measures while holding rallies against Brazil's democratic institutions.
Taxi driver Márcio Antônio was among the Rio de Paz volunteers. He joined the team last year after watching other NGO members plant crosses on Copacabana Beach, a tribute to the first 40,000 dead. Among them, Márcio's own son Bruno, who had died at age 25 a few months before.
These 600,000 deaths caused a lot of sadness. When I lost my son, there were some 7,500 dead from COVID-19, and it was already an incredible landmark. One person is an incredible landmark. Since then, it seems that the awareness of those who should have been taking care of us has not changed at all.
The ceremony was interrupted back then by a Bolsonaro supporter who started tearing down the crosses, saying the media was exaggerating the severity of a disease, which the president had called a little flu. Márcio rushed after him and picked them all up. This time, he'll also play a part. He'll carry the box with the handkerchiefs to the capital, Brasilia, and hand it over to members of the parliamentary inquiry who've been investigating the government's handling of the pandemic. It's due to conclude on October 19. And Márcio, like much of Brazil, has been watching the probe every day on TV.
I think this parliamentary inquiry is fundamental for the country and for those who have lost dear ones and need to know why. The president's still in denial, but for the first time I feel backed by an institution investigating what led to this tragedy. The probe has showed us that it wasn't just ideology or politics that kept the government from buying vaccines sooner. It unveiled corruption scandals, proving this was also about some people making a lot of money.
Márcio's son died young at the beginning of the pandemic. He says everything possible was done to save him. But he also lost a cousin who worked as a nurse in a crowded hospital, and his 54-year-old sister. Had the government started mass vaccination earlier, Márcio says, she would have had her two doses. She died having none. And Márcio blames the government. Mônica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera.